Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, April 1st, 2017. Today he is talking about the need for us to be only loving in every moment. The more powerfully you make the intent to be loving in every moment, the more intensely will you feel the love that envelops you. To be one is to be awake. If you are not aware of being one, you are asleep and dreaming, and the vast majority of humanity is asleep and dreaming. In your human state, the big dream of normal life on earth seems quite real, as opposed to the dreams you experience individually in bed at night and from which you awaken in the morning. The only difference between them is that you wake from the bedtime ones, but not from the daytime one, because you truly believe the latter to be absolutely real, and so refuse to awaken from it. When you pay attention to the pain, suffering, and conflict that are endemic on earth, and that have been ongoing for eons, you cannot be unaware that it is essential for enormous changes to occur in the way that humans respond to and interact with each other worldwide. Those changes can only occur individually, because each of you can only change yourselves. For all of your recorded history, people have tried to impose their views, opinions, and beliefs on others forcibly, and it has never worked. That approach to conflict resolution is insane. The fact that it is all unreal does not diminish the intensity of the pain and suffering that people feel. Within the illusion, it feels absolutely and undeniably real, and that is why you need to release your core issues and allow yourselves to awaken. Your Heavenly Father wants only for you to live in eternal joy. And in truth, you do. You have just hidden the reality of that from yourselves. And in that heavenly state, there is no judgment, blame, bitterness, hatred, or righteousness. Because of your choice to see yourselves as separated individuals, separated from one another and from God, you engage with others and with God fearfully, and then build defenses to protect yourselves through the use of judgment and blame, and all that it leads to. However, judgment is but a projection of your own deep-seated fears of what you perceive and experience as your own sinful unworthiness. However, being a perfect divine creation, as each one of you most definitely is, there is no way that you are or ever could be sinful or unworthy. Yes, you can play a game of being like that, and even though it may cause you intense pain in the moment, it remains unreal, just a game with which you choose to engage in every moment that you experience it. So choose not to play it. You make that choice when you choose to be loving in every moment, and when you make the intent to treat all others lovingly, without making any exceptions, and regardless of the situations that may be arising. That means to let go of judgment. Yes, of course, judgmental thoughts will arise, but you always have the choice whether or not to engage with them. When you become accustomed to not engaging with them and instead allow them to pass through freely, you will most definitely begin to find yourselves feeling far more at peace than ever before in your lives. Love is the great healer, and it will heal the deep wounds that abuse, physical or psychological, bitterness, hatred, jealousy, and resentment have burned into your sense of who you are. And most of you personally identify yourselves with those negative feelings and emotions. Remember, you are not your feelings or emotions. You are divine beings of immeasurable love, vast beyond your ability to conceive of, as is your Heavenly Father who created you like Himself. When you go within daily to that place of eternal inner peace where the flame of God's love is always present, intend and decide to feel that peace and the love from which it flows in every moment. When you do, you will begin to recognize there is no separation from oneness and that therefore everyone inevitably interacts with everyone else constantly. Thus, the more powerfully you make the intent to be loving in every moment, the more you will become aware of this, and the more intensely will you feel the love that envelops you. When you hold on to any judgments or resentments and other similar feelings and opinions, and especially if you engage with them by making yourselves right and others wrong, you intensify the veil that hides your true nature from you. That holding on is a choice to reject love in favor of righteousness, and it truly only hurts you, whereas just by letting go of righteousness you could be at peace no matter what is going on around you. As you are constantly being told, you can only change yourself. And the only change that you can make is to accept the love that is offered to you in every moment, completely and unconditionally, just as it is offered to you. It is with you always, just waiting for you to discard all the unloving beliefs, opinions, and attitudes that lock it out. You are love, and yet you refuse to be love, which is your true and eternal nature. That refusal is a choice that you, each one of you, has to make constantly to keep love locked out. Change your attitudes, your beliefs, and your behaviors, which are all part of the game of separation that has been causing you so much pain and suffering, and be yourselves. Be love. Do not be afraid to be loving. It is your true nature. And when you allow yourselves to express your true nature, you will experience and enjoy the calm, the peace, and the contentment that it brings to you. Others will feel the warm acceptance that you offer them. Therefore, they will value your presence highly, and they will reflect back to you abundantly the love that you are offering them. Remember, love changes everything. Just being yourselves, which is a major behavioral change for the vast majority of you, instead of hiding behind those public faces, masks, or disguises you invented to use when you entered the illusion, helps to bring into effect the essential changes in the world for which you have all been praying and hoping. You have been seeking to change the world outside yourselves, but there is no outside. All that you see out there you have projected from within yourselves, which is why to be loving changes the world that you perceive. When your perception of the outside world changes from fearful anxiety and the stress that that perception offers you, you will find yourselves increasingly at peace and consequently able to see the light in others instead of perceiving them as threats to your existence. You are all children of God, and therefore you are perfect, and thus you remain unchangeably and eternally perfect in every way. Please acknowledge this divine truth that resides within you, and be at peace, completely accepting yourselves just as you are and as God does, without negative judgment or self-disparagement of any kind, and allow yourselves to delight in the gift of eternal life that has been given to you and that is with you in every moment. With so very much love, Saul.